Yes, it's the Goldberg. And now, the Goldberg. All the principles in the drama which Molly has tried to direct out of the real lives of the people around her have gathered in the Goldberg parlor, all except Mr. Way. Oriane, Dr. Stitter, and Mrs. Way are inside. And the stew which Molly has cooked up in order to bring as much happiness as possible to Oriane and those who love her is boiling. But at the last moment, Jake put his foot down and wouldn't let Molly go in and direct the performance. Now, nobody knows how it'll turn out. But Jake is like stone. Listen.
Sit very well, Molly.
I'm kidding.
This very annoying and Dr. Tinker are in the parlor. That's enough. They don't need you.
What am I doing?
Sit down.
Sit down. Take it. Oh. It's some tea.
Nobody wants tea. Sit.
I'm sitting.
Well, do you?
Stop it, Jimmy.
Quiet.
Drink some fruit.
Nobody wants fruit.
Lay down, Sporty. Go lay down. What can they be talking about in there so long?
Sit.
The child is sitting. Why can't Mama just go inside town? Tell
them. Go away, Beverly.
Why don't you be quiet?
Sonny, though you speak the word, let us speak.
And if Sonny says a word, let him say it.
All right, Paul.
That's not all right.
It's a good thing that Mr. Way isn't here.
Why is it so good?
Before.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Come, look out, Sporty. Look out. Come out there. Come out there. Come. You're jumping on me and you're just fighting me.
I said nobody went through.
Maybe Dr. Cater, maybe Oriane, Mrs. Ray, maybe they're sitting in there so long, maybe they're running the book, maybe they're just something.
Then bring them the food, and I'll take it inside. Nobody but me.
Did I said no? Can I take the food?
Sonny.
Yes, Paul.
Bring in my stationery and a pen and ink.
What do you want stationery?
You heard my request.
Here, Paul, I'll take the food in.
I'll take it.
And if I would take it in, so what would be? If I would take it. All right. Very well. So take the food in.
I certainly will. And you will not.
Did I say?
No,
Sonny, please.
Did you bring in my stationery?
Yes.
Pen and ink?
Yes.
I'll be right in.
Sonny, please, don't you think to kill you, Jimmy, because it's not becoming. I want it quiet. All I say is that you should be in there now with Mr. Way and Oriane and Dr. Tater. You know more about Oriane's feelings than anybody else. All you have to do is say right in front of Dr. Tater that Oriane doesn't love Mr. Way, and that dear Mrs. Way wants to know, and she would tell Mr. Way, and if Mr. Way knew that, he wouldn't want to marry Oriane, and then everything would be quiet. Okay?
Yes.
You gave them the truth?
I did. They're in my stationery.
Did they want to?
I didn't ask them. Sonny, take the letter.
No?
No.
She was so excited.
I didn't make it. Sonny, take my dictation, please.
Yes.
Dear Mrs. Bloom.
My son, Mrs. Bloom, you're writing.
Take it, Stacey. I thought it makes it impossible for me to continue to live in a small town. You got it?
Yeah.
I'm therefore writing you to please find me an apartment.
She was talking the most excited, Mrs. Way or Oriane or...
Leave me what you have there, Sonny.
Circumstances are such that makes it impossible for me to continue to live in a small town. I'm therefore writing to you to please find me an apartment.
Yes,
continue, Sonny.
Oh.
I want an apartment with a number on my door. Apartment 4D. That I want as my identification card. I don't want nobody to know me, and I don't want to know anybody. Got that?
Yes.
very beautiful.
What's that?
Nothing.
Finish, Pa.
The next paragraph.
Did you think that you can live by yourself in 4
Quiet.
Yourself?
Read me what you have.
You're not going to send this, are you?
The sample even blushed carrying a message like that.
I didn't hear that. Would you mind repeating it?
Did I mind? Did I mind repeating it? I said the stamps would even blush.
Dear Mrs. Bloom, the outstanding qualifications of my wife, I do not have to reimburse you with. You have been her long friend, long enough to know that I have suffered the curse of her warm heart burning for everybody but me.
Ah.
Continue. My life in this peaceful village, there you go, Molly.
Kurt has it taken up to his side.
Kurt.
Kurt has just taken
it. Kurt. There are 3 people in there who have reached their majority and are old enough to tangle and untangle what they have tangled in.
Oh, would that they could. Would that they would.
And if they can, they are old enough to sleep in their beds that they made themselves. Right or wrong, a person has to live his own life.
Oh, surely.
So let them lead their lives, and let us lead ours.
Our life has nothing to do with their life, eh, Jay? We need nobody and nobody needs us, huh?
We need each other. No one else.
Very nice. Very beautiful. Very wonderful at the beginning of a new year, Jay. It's a year that's younger. You can say that, huh?
I want a year of peace.
Yes, peace. Mm-hmm. The kind of peace that we have, you don't care what happens to us?
I didn't say I didn't care. When it comes to politics,
oh,
I think...
Oh, surely, surely, of course. And I know this, of course, absolutely, sure. But when it comes to somebody right under your very nose, that's too much trouble, you think.
Did I say too much trouble? I simply said, let them untangle, not you.
And if they can?
Let them trip.
Oh, let them trip. Very nice. Very nice. You mean that, don't you?
I mean what I say, and I say what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting my foot down once and for all, Molly.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And there you're putting your foot down.
Don't start, Molly.
Uh-huh. All right. I wouldn't start. And I wouldn't talk. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Mama, darling,
maybe I'm sick. Maybe I'm foolish. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But when it comes to see wonderful people, good people, people who can be, I don't know what, taking their lives and making them into tragedies. I don't know. I don't know. I can't help it. I have to open my door and I...
Don't be so good.
Did I say that was good? Did I say that was good? Well, I just said maybe it's just a kid. Maybe it's a foolishness. But whatever it is, Jack, I can't help myself. Because maybe I'm thinking that when I need help, I want to be able to go to somebody's door and say, help me also.
They don't want your help.
But they need my help.
But they don't want it.
But if they need it, Jake, that's what I'm trying to say. But if they need it, whether they want it or not, they have to have it, Jake. But if I didn't love you, Jake, and if I didn't love Tammy, if I didn't love Rosalie, and if I didn't know that unless everybody in the world have each other to lean on and to be helped, then nobody will have anything, Jake. I know it. I know it. Not money, not walls, not guns, not cannons alone will make people safe. Only people helping each other will keep everybody safe. It's the same in nations and towns or in single houses. But that's why, dear darling, that's why. So my door must be open, Jake. I can't just have a number on my wall. What am I, a number 4B? What am I? That's what I'm saying to you. What am I? What's that?
I don't know.
Where does Boston coming?
Where do I hold, Sammy?
Mr.
Right as I dictate, please.
Stop being a dictator.
Why must I stop? For what? For instructions?
For decisions.
What decisions?
Don't let Mr. Ray know that they're all here, sir.
Are you telling me or are you asking me?
What will it do, Jay, darling, if Mr. Ray knows that? There'll be a whole to do now that... Mr. Ray?
Come in, Mr. Ray.
Yes, please.
Come in, Mr. Ray.
Yes, please.
Mr. Ray? Would you mind going into the tower? I think your presence will be very helpful.
I'll take Mr. Williams, dear.
I'll do the honors, Molly, if you don't mind.
Bringing Mr. Way in completes the quartet, whose lives Molly has tried to sing all by herself. How will they come out of the parlor? In what pairs, or with what future? Yes.